support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld, and it's my pleasure to introduce Beth and Tara Chrisman, the Chrisman sisters, to Alaska Live. Thank you, ladies, for joining me here at KUAC.
Thanks for having us, Lori.
Yeah, thanks.
What's first from the Songbirds? That's what I said on Facebook. I said, oh, I can't wait to have the Songbirds on the radio.
We're going to do a song I wrote called Another Town. I think we've played it on here before with the Carper family.
You might have, and I know that it is on your newest CD from the Carper family, too.
But this is the first real performance of the Chrisman sisters.
All right.
Yeah, pretty cool.
One, two, one.
Got no money, nowhere to call home. Sometimes I ought to listen to what mama told me. Said I ramble on, ramble back. I ramble down that old river track. I can't stay here, can't settle down. I gotta move on to another town. Yes, another town, another bar. A broke down girl with a broke down heart. Another song, another drink. Whatever it takes, just I don't think about you. Winter's coming on, the snow is falling, sweet sunny south starts to call. Fresh new start in a brand new place. Go to get coffee, I don't have to see your face. There's too many people. Too many things, they have big money smiles and big diamond rings. I gotta get back where I belong. Just traveling down the road, singing my song. In another town, another bar. A broke down girl with a broke down heart. Another song, another drink. Whatever it takes, just I don't think about you. Another bar, a broke down girl with a broke down heart. Another song, another drink. Whatever it takes, just I don't think about you.
Some fine singing and fiddling and guitar work from the Chrisman sisters here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Beth, you wrote that song a few years back?
Mm-hmm. About 5 or 6 years ago.
And you lived in Fairbanks for quite a few years. You went to school here, actually.
Yep, went to Lathrop High School and went to school just up the hallway, the UAF music department.
Right. The emblem is on the music stand, so giving you flashbacks to the hours spent in the music wing of
the little tiny practice rooms.
Yeah. And then you moved away. You went to Austin. And that's the first place you went after you moved from Fairbanks. Isn't that right?
It's the first place I ran away to.
Just like the song says, another town, you got to run away. And you still live in Austin.
Yep. Still, January will be 10 years I've been down there.
And so things must be working out A-OK down there in the Austin music scene. There's a lot going on down there, and you've made your way in it and done very well.
Oh, thanks.
Well.
Trying.
You're trying.
Still not rich or anything, but.
What musician can say that after 10 years in the Austin music scene that they're rich now?
I can't think of a single one.
I mean, there's some big names down there. There's, you know, Dale Watson is down there. Willie Nelson, does he still call Austin his home?
I think so. He's a little outside of town.
Yeah. But congratulations for making it already a decade there in what is a huge scene. And so nice to have you back here and in Fairbanks. And you're here because you're doing a tour with a fellow Austin musician.
Yeah, I'm doing a tour with my friend Christy Hayes. She's one of my favorite songwriters in town. Her and Leo Rondi are probably my two favorites. Leo came up a few summers ago.
He did, and he was on Alaska Live.
I like to try to bring my favorites back home.
We like that, too. And so what are your gigs here in town with Christy?
We're playing at Hartung Hall on Sunday night,
That's
the 23rd.
In Esther.
Very nice. Yeah, we're playing 6 to 8 p.m. Nice early show on a Sunday.
Very good. And then you've got a Botel. Is that one of those outdoor gigs there on the very next Sunday, right?
I'm not sure if it's outdoors, but it is definitely the next Sunday.
Yeah.
Same time, 6 o'clock. Great. We'll have George Giannakopoulos joining us on bass, and Tara's going to open up the Hartung Hall show.
Yep. All right. So, Tara, this is not the one and only time you'll get to play a gig with your sister while she's here in town.
I've been asking her to do this with me for years, so it's good to finally.
When I found out that Beth was coming up and we were planning this Alaska Live, she's like, well, you know, the person that I'm touring with isn't going to make it yet, but how about my sister Tara? And I thought, oh, you know, you've been on Alaska Live, but it was with that whole group of people with the
out there honky tonkin'.
And so, you know, that was a lot of different singers and not your songs necessarily. Are you going to do one of your songs here tonight?
That's what we're going to do next.
All right.
We're
gonna
do one of my songs. This is one of my older ones too, but it's always been a favorite. It's called Only.
Well, I only want you to be mine. Yeah, I only want your arms around me all the time. And I'm ashamed that I can't sleep alone at night. And I only want you to be mine. So please don't you
It's a sweet original from Tara Chrisman.
It's nice to have my sister singing along with me on it.
Yeah, I'm really glad that this is going to be on a podcast. So it's like you're getting to record with your sister here. It's pretty sweet.
We've talked about that for a long time. It's never happened.
One of these days you'll have to go into a recording studio, not just radio studios.
And do
that Christmas Sisters album that you've been dreaming of, because you know you've got all these tunes that you two have been singing and playing on and for so long. Beth, you recently were on the Prom Companion with the Carper family. That was back in spring, right?
That was, we did Mountain Stage in the spring.
Oh, that's right.
I can't keep all the NPR
shows that you've been on recently straight with the Carper family, your band from Austin.
Yeah, we did Prairie Home in November, I guess a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And that was so exciting.
And Garrison, did he end up singing with you at all?
He did not. I love Garrison, but I'm very glad that he did not decide to make it a quartet with the harmonies. But he had us do some crazy stuff. We wrote a few jingles. He gave us an assignment when we got to the first rehearsal. And
did you have to write a jingle for?
He gave us the words for Bertha's Kitty Boutique. And a jingle for rhubarb, and also...
Oh, the rhubarb pie, rebop, rebop, rhubarb pie.
P-O-E-M, the Professional Organization of English Majors. it was a little ditty about the wonders of the English language.
Mm-hmm. And you guys just, you're the songbirds that you are, the Carper family, and you went through all the little ditties.
Yep, we sang the powder milk, is it...
Powder milk biscuit.
Yeah, we sang that theme, and we got to sing Deep in the Heart of Texas with the Los Tex-Maniacs, this great conjunto band from San Antonio, played with us on that, and it was so amazing.
That is what's really cool about Prom Companion, and I think it's going to continue on more so. There's more than one band on, and... Garrison, like, will have one of his favorite singers to do duets. He'll just have them on for a month.
I think it was Aoife O'Donovan was on when we were on there, and she was so great.
Yeah, so not only was it two bands from Texas, it was Aoife O'Donovan from Crooked Still. Yeah.
And she's been up to Alaska a bunch, so we got to bond about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so, recently you were on Mountain Stage, that's right, and the crowd really seemed to embrace you there, too.
Well, we've toured West Virginia a whole bunch, so had some hometown people there, and some folks from Fairbanks, our buddy Nate Montgomery, happened to be close by, and he came up for the show, and it was a great time.
When Mountain Stage was scouting out bands to have on their Fairbanks, Alaska, two shows, I recommended, I said, if you want somebody that's not necessarily from Fairbanks but has Fairbanks ties, you should have the Carper family. And Adam Harris, the producer, said, definitely heard of them. They're on our list.
Aww.
But that was not meant to be, I guess, for the Alaska shows, but it was meant to be later in West Virginia.
Yep. And we played with Hot Club of Cowtown, who did the Fairbanks show.
They did, yeah. And they are on Mountain Stage quite a bit, it seems like. They're one of those bands that keeps returning there. And
very popular with those guys.
Very popular and very entertaining band, too. It's been going strong for decades.
Yeah, they're still going strong. Their fiddle player's living up in Montana these days, and they're all spread out all over the place like the Carpers are these days. But you still keep it going. Still keep on playing together.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's... I see that now you've set down the fiddle, Beth, and you've picked up the guitar, and looks like another duet coming our way.
This is another good old Fairbanks song. I wrote the first little part of this sitting at College Coffee House, and then the rest of it I wrote further down the road in Texas when I was missing home a little bit, but glad I was gone. It's called Cold, Dark, and Lonely.
Thank you.
Well, it wouldn't hurt so bad having you on my mind if I was somewhere in the warm sunshine. Instead, here I am all alone in the cold. The sun's gone for days. Feel myself growing older. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one to hold me. At least you're not here to tell me sweet lies. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one to hold me. At least you're not here to watch me cry. Well, it wouldn't hurt so bad having you on my mind if I had a bottle to help me pass the time. But I spent my last dollars trying to fix up my car. I'll just grab my fiddle and head down to the bar. Cold, dark, and lonely, no one hold me. At least you're not here to tell me sweet lies. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one hold me. At least you're not here to watch me cry. So bad having you on my mind if someone was with me on this dark northern night. But I'd rather be lonesome than find someone new. I'll stay here with the stars, my memories of you. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one hold me. At least you're not here to tell me sweet lies. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one hold me. At least you're not here to watch me cry. Why did you ever tell me goodbye?
Oh man, that, you know, today was the first day I gave the Aurora forecast. Ah. It's winter time now when you start giving the Aurora forecast.
It feels like it to me.
No, right? You came, you just got here from Austin where it was probably really brutally hot.
You know, like 103 during the day.
Oh, and, that's brutal.
You know, lows of 79 or 80.
Right. Oh,
that's
no,
the worst part.
That's the worst part. It doesn't cool down at night.
No.
Even here in June, it still kind of cools down at night. Yeah. So you're really loving this sweet, sweet, cold, dark, and lonely.
This time I am.
Yes. That song was written in the tradition of like an old country tune, like a George Jones tune or a Tammy Wynette song or heartbreak. And yeah,
I don't like happy songs, so
I don't think either of us do.
Well, you know, and sometimes I hear that it's nice to hear an emotionally down song when you are happy, because that way you're reminded how good it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, when I think about how I felt when I was singing that song or writing that song compared to now, I definitely feel good about the current status of things.
And the current status of things is, Beth Christman, you are traveling up from Austin to do a whole bunch of gigs here in Alaska with your Austin musician friend, Christy Hayes.
Yeah, we're doing a week here in the interior. We're going all the way down to Homer, playing at Alice's Champagne Palace and the Taproot in Anchorage and the Denali Education Center. Uh-huh. Hope to see y'all out there if you're listening down in the park. And then we're going to go to Southeast and do Juneau and Haines and Skagway.
Nice. You're going all the way down to Juneau and Skagway. Never been to Skagway.
That, me neither.
A new place for you. That's it's really great. So you're traveling kind of all over the place, which is really wonderful. You and Christy Hayes, and you can find out more about your tour at ChristyHayes.com. And Christy is spelled with a C and a Y at the end, and Hayes has no E in it. So the one you're doing here in Fairbanks is at the Botel a couple mm-hmm. weeks from now, and this weekend at Harding Hall in Esther.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite rooms to play anywhere.
It's like a house concert that everybody's invited to.
And nobody lives there.
And nobody lives there, so it's not a house. so that will be a really nice gig. And it's early in the evening for a Sunday night. It's a 6 o'clock gig, right? Mm-hmm.
And you might have seen Christy before. She came through Fairbanks about 6 years ago and did a whole Alaska tour. She used to live in Haines for about 4 years and was a river guide. So she's friends with a bunch of our musician friends from Haines and Juneau.
So she also has a lot of ties to here in Alaska, but in a different area of Alaska. I mean, Haines, you got to go through Canada to get there from here.
Or just get on an airplane.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a ferry.
Yes.
I tried to explain to someone in Austin that we were taking a ferry to gigs, and they got very confused. Like, why can't you just drive? Like, well,
you can drive the car onto the ferry, but then the boat needs to take you there.
Like, we won't have a car, and we're going to just take a boat to gigs. They like that a lot.
I bet they do. You'll have to get more of them to come up here in the near future or in the future and, expose them to tours that involve ferries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's next on the set list?
I got another one of my originals. Kind of in the same concept of Beth's last one. It's called Cold and Empty.
Did you write this first or?
No, this came later.
Okay.
This was one that I waited for years after the subject matter was over to look at it objectively from the outside and write a good song about it. So
nice.
One of my favorites.
You're lucky you can do that. I can't seem to do that very well. To be in that moment of pain to make it happen.
Tears all over the paper, pencil smear.
Oh. Yes. Oh,
I think we have a similar songwriting method.
And you still write them down
generally
on paper.
Pretty happy.
That's
people,
beautiful.
Though. Oh yeah, that's the only way.
I made the mistake of typing up some stuff online or on my computer, and then my computer crashed, and who knows where that is.
Right. If you had the piece of paper, the worst could do is you can misplace it, but you can find it again. There's hope.
All right. So here's Cold and Empty.
Thank you. Oh, that almost made me have tears on the page here, Tara. Tara, did you just come off a bunch of gigs at the fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tanawha Valley State Fair.
I was there working stage managing. So oh, if you have a no-show, I get to just hop up on stage. So I was playing all week long. It was great.
You had a few no-shows every once in a while.
Crowds big and small, you know, 2 people, 50 people.
Right.
You and never I got to know. Play there with my band on Wednesday night, so that was a really great time.
Oh, Green Terra and...
The Honky Tonk Smorgasbord.
And the Honky Tonk Smorgasbord. Mm-hmm. And when is the next gig for you guys?
I think our next thing we have lined up, I don't have a lot booked right now, but we are going to be at the Seward Music and Arts Festival.
All the way down in Seward?
Yep, and it might be a little bit more of a mix-up with some of the guys I used to play with out of Anchorage.
Okay,
so whoever
great.
Can make it. I've got players all over the state now after living in Anchorage for
right,
a few years.
You lived in Anchorage for a few years, and the music did not stop for you. Mm-hmm. You kept on, yeah.
Yep, so I've been lucky to play with great musicians all over Alaska.
Well, and the way Alaska works is you go to a festival, you meet new friends, they learn your songs, you learn their songs, and then you've made friends for life.
Yep, definitely.
Did you play at some festivals this summer?
Yeah, we went down to Anderson a few weeks ago. The revival of Anderson Bluegrass.
The revival of Anderson Bluegrass,
it was
now
like
called
exactly the same.
The Anderson Family Festival,
right? It was adorable. I had a great time.
Little less drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a lot less drama, maybe.
There's never drama at Anderson. Come on.
Oh, it was good. It was a good time.
Oh, that's great. And
yeah,
they
so
still
trying
have
to bring
the
that
stage
back
down
and
there.
It, and it was a good time.
And you played down there with Green Terra and your Honky Tonk Smorgasbord.
It was the tiny version of the smorgasbord. It was just me and Matt Johnson and my friend Johnny Lungs from the Shoot Dangs joined us. So it was a strange collaboration. It was a good time.
I bet.
That's great. In my promo for this show, I said Tara Christman, a big part of the Fairbanks and Alaska music scene, because you really have been doing this for many years now.
Yep.
And many incarnations of having bands backing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of why I named it the Smorgasbord, because it's ever-changing. I've had a pretty good core group of players here in Fairbanks lately, but it's always up for, you know, new and exciting things. So.
You know, one thing I love is that when Tara first started playing music, a lot of people would be like, oh, your best little sister. And now when I come back, they're like, oh, you're Tara's sister.
See, it all comes around. You are listening to Alaska Live right here on KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks. And it's the Christman sisters here singing and playing their own songs. You know who has snuck in to the studio? We just got to let this out real quick, because we have a treat for you a little later. Should we hint around who we have?
I think there might be a little bit of a Hostlinger reunion.
Hostlinger reunion. That's right. You might be missing a Hostlinger or two, but...
the main core of the group is here.
Core of the group is here. Jessica Knott is going to join us in a little while. And Hostlinger was your band, original band that you formed.
It was like my first real band in Fairbanks. I had a couple other thrown together things, but...
It's the one that made it all really happen, I think.
That's a pretty good twang country hayrack ride name, too. Hostlinger, H-O-E? Yeah.
A farmer.
Gardener.
And you have to say that a lot.
Yes.
It's a gardening term. It's a farm term. Well, you still have a guitar in your hand. We still got some duets to go here, and... It's just beautiful to hear the Christman sisters here on Alaska Live.
It's great to be here. I think we're going to do, you want to do one more song, then we'll maybe hear one of Christie's?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. This is one written by my friend Zoe Muth. She wasn't my friend to start out with. I just kind of musically stalked her for a while.
As you will in Austin. You can
my
probably do
Weeby
that.
My friend Weeby gave me a copy of her CD, and... I was like, who is this girl? She's amazing. And she lived in Seattle at the time. And then I got word that she was moving to Austin, and I had sent her a bunch of messages telling her how much I loved her songwriting and told her if she ever needed a fiddle player or a friend or anything.
Last summer.
We should hang out. And then last year she recorded an album, and she had me and Jen from the Carper family sing. And we sang on this song, and I sent this to Tara.
When she first sent this song to me, it was like, this is my song. This is my song. It, like, touched my heart so much. And after that, I was listening to her nonstop for weeks and weeks and weeks, and still am.
Right. We do have the album here, and I play songs off it. Did she record a Caleb Clowder tune, too?
I'm not sure about that. Maybe
okay.
She did.
No.
Anyways, this is one she always introduces as a drinking song for moms.
Nothing to do, nowhere to go to, just me and the baby eating straight from the jar. Half past eight, Dad calls, says he has to work late. I hear the jukebox playing down at the bar. Ain't you getting sleepy, tired of putting up a fight? You've been fed and changed, now it's time to say goodnight. Mama needs a margarita, slow song and two strong arms to lead, a pretty red dress and a new pair of dancing shoes. A long straight highway with no cops to get in my way, a Texas roadhouse and a band to play the blues. Used to be the one to stay out late, used to drink my tequila straight. Boys standing in line, take me out on the dancing floor. Two steppers and two timers, sevens, ends and one liners. Tip our glasses back and call out for more. Ain't you getting sleepy? Heard the story too many times. Just close your eyes, little darling. It's time to say goodnight. 'Cause mama needs a margarita, slow song and two strong arms to lead, a pretty red dress and a new pair of dancing shoes. A long straight highway with no cops to get in my way, a Texas roadhouse and a band to play the blues. A long straight highway with no cops to get in my way, I dream of a life somewhere beyond these blues. Dream of a life somewhere beyond these blues.
The Chrisman sisters here at KUAC's Alaska Live. Tara Chrisman, you're a mama now, and so now I see why that you thought that's your song. Because, you know, maybe you sing that to little Billy as his little lullaby.
That'd be perfect.
I love that. Some people hear that and they don't realize that she's like talking to the baby, like telling the story about how she used to be a party girl.
Oh, I can see why you stalked your musical friend for quite a while until she...
Now we're really friends.
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not weird anymore.
No. Now you can tell the story and it's not weird anymore. That was That was a song off of her newest CD, and that's the one that you and Jen from the Carper family backed her on.
Yep.
And now Jen from the Carper family is also...
She's a new mom, too.
New mom, too.
Got a little four-month-old baby.
Right. And that is not exactly what is keeping the Carper family from doing a bunch of gigs these days, is it?
Nope. Melissa moved up to Arkansas for a while.
Your bass player moved, back.
But we're still playing gigs. She's coming down in the fall. And we're definitely keeping our eyes out for festivals and stuff in the summer. Once little Franklin's a little older.
It's good to hear because the Carper family really has some momentum. And we talked about this earlier in the show where, you know, you've played Prim Companion, you've played Mountain Stage. You know, you were getting regular gigs in and around Austin and Texas as a whole and beyond. You went to Norway a couple times?
We've been there 3 times now.
And there is some sort of festival that is drawing Americana and country and bluegrass gigs there for, because they dig it.
There's a ton of festivals over there. I can think of about 10.
Yeah.
We played at one of the few bluegrass festivals the first time we went over and taught at the camp and did a whole bunch of cool stuff there.
Oh, so some of your talent has grown and blossomed there in Norway.
It has. There's actually a couple, there's a Norwegian band that covers a Leo Rondeau song because we recorded it, and they do a couple of our tunes too, like at all their gigs now. They're singing There's a Rainbow Over the Rio Colorado and doing the Texas Yodel and then singing with a cute Norwegian accent.
Right. So have you picked up any of their songwriting, any of their originals?
Not yet. There's a great band called Lucky Lips that I've worked on a few of their songs. The main songwriter, Malin, is a great writer. She's got some really funny stuff. But I think the stuff from Norwegian into English doesn't translate quite as well as the English into, you know, the Norwegian ears. But it's still really great songwriting and great melodies.
That's so fun that... even this music has become very globalized, and it's just being traded around the world. Any plans to go back to Europe?
Not yet, but we're working on some stuff for some of my new projects. We're going to try to go over next summer.
Right. So since the Carper family is working on gigs, now you are doing a lot of work with, like, your friend Christy Hayes. You're doing your tour here in Alaska with her and your friends Brennan Lee and
Noel McKay. I have a new band called High Plains Jamboree.
Great.
And they want to come up here next summer, so hopefully we'll be here.
Hopefully you will be.
And also starting another thing with my friend Sophia Johnson and our good old buddy Silas Lowe, who I toured with a long time ago.
And these are all Austin musicians that you have been playing with throughout the time that you've been there mostly, and now a little bit more full time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Brennan Lee and Noel McKay put out a really nice duet album. And her solo albums are great, too. And I know that you've recorded on several of those, too.
Yeah. We just recorded an EP about 3 weeks ago. We'll send that to you when we get it all mastered and mixed and all that good stuff.
And if listeners look back on the KUAC website to Alaska Live episodes of the past, I think the Carper family one is still up there. And she is an honorary Carper. That night.
Yep, she came up to play since I had a broken paw that was healing up.
Which it's all healed up and you can gig full time again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Screws and all.
Right. You're carrying some hardware in your hand now?
Slightly bionic.
Mm-hmm. Modern medicine is an amazing thing. Well, all right, what's next?
I think we're going to do, you want to do a Merle Haggard tune? And Jessica, you want to join us?
All right. Well, we've got Jessica here with us from the original Hoeslinger band. We have a chair for you, too. But if you prefer not to have a chair, we're okay with that.
What key do you do tonight, the bottle?
You can do it. Where do you do it, like A or
B? I do an E usually.
Well, you're going to sing and I'm going to sing harmony, that's fine. Just do it.
Okay.
This is all part of Alaska Live. Almost every session has at least one song that is being workshopped before it. So you're right in line with the rest of the guests lately.
Usually we call that an Austin rehearsal where bands are too busy to actually rehearse. And they're off time, so on stage you give out the, you know, the setup of the song and the key, and then everybody just goes.
Right. Good musicians can do it.
This one's an E.
Each night I leave the barroom when it's over, not feeling any pain at closing time. But tonight your memory found me much too sober. I couldn't drink enough to get you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down and let your memory come around. The friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down. Well, I've always had a bottle I could turn to, and lately I've been turning every day. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to, and I'm hurting in that old familiar way. Well, tonight the bottle let me down and let your memory come around. The one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down. Yes, tonight the bottle let me down.
Oh, beautiful. It's
Christmas
sisters. Christmas sisters with their honorary sister, Jessica, is here. It's wonderful to hear three-part harmonies now for these last few songs. Just gorgeous. And who doesn't love the Hag? You know, everybody wants to hear a good old song they know and love. They've fallen in love with your songs, though, too. Christmas sisters, you know they are.
This is, like, really exciting for me because, like, the last time I saw Tara, she was, like, I don't know if you were in
a
junior
child.
High or what, but seriously, none of this music was going
definitely
on.
Definitely not so an adult.
It's such a, like, pleasant surprise for me to get to see Beth and her sister sing together. Like, for me, that's awesome. I love it, you know, and I love the way that family voices, the harmonies in family voices just mesh so well together, you know. So
sister harmonies are, you know, they're to die for.
Sister harmonies, they're mm-hmm. the best.
They really are. And Jessica, what brings you here? You don't live here in Fairbanks anymore, do you?
No, I'm visiting my dad.
Yeah, your dad, Leighton Nunez.
Yeah, Leighton Nunez. I'm up here visiting him, hanging out for a little while. My husband's at home with our little 18-month-old running him ragged, I'm sure. Probably listening right now, going, hurry up. 8 days, come on. I got to get out of here. I see a lot of yellow leaves. So
I know.
I'm running for the South Carolina border.
Well, that's, it's called the Christy Hayes and Beth Chrisman, the Golden Tour. And I think that has a lot to do with the light and the leaves, and they've named it the right thing. As I was driving up here, part of Fairbanks was in this golden light. It was just gorgeous.
Yeah, Christy came up with that. She always names her tours based on, you know, something she's thinking of or something with where she's going. The tour she did with Leo Rondeau up to Montana was the turquoise tour, so... It's kind of perfect that golden, I didn't even think about it at first. It was like, oh, golden heart, But she probably didn't know that.
Right.
She hasn't lived in Fairbanks.
Right. And it's not just Fairbanks that's on the tour. So the Golden Heart City can be part of the Golden Tour very easily. But you'll be chasing fall down south.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Christy Hayes, I have O Montana, but we can pick another one.
That's great. Or let's do Am I Tired, the first one.
Okay. Well, you have to talk a little bit about her while I go back and find that.
Okay. Well, let's just stick with O Montana then.
Oh, come on now. Okay.
We'll just go for it.
So do you play on this one?
I play on the record, but not on this track.
No, oh, see.
This track has Brennan Lee singing harmony.
All right. Well, this is Christy Hayes from her newest EP. This is the title track.
Yep. O Montana.
O Montana, with your blue eyes so wild, the sage along the fences, the eyes of a child.
Really nice track there from Christy Hayes, who will be, you'll be on tour with Christy Hayes, Beth Christman and Christy Hayes Golden Tour coming up. But here in the KUAC Alaska Live studios, we have the Christman sisters and honorary Christman sister, Jessica Knott is here. And so nice to have you here. And get ready for some more really nice harmonies. I see no instruments out right now. It's going to be a cappella.
We're going to go a cappella.
All right.
Going rogue.
Be brave.
This is the first time we've sang together in what?
A couple years. Yeah, we did a mini reunion, a Hostlinger reunion in Austin, and that was really fun. We had some meat purveyors in there with us.
Mr. Adam Sultan.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have you here in Fairbanks doing this reunion and on KUAC's Alaska Live.
I'm so glad you're here. Okay, we're going to do an old Hostlinger one we used to open a lot of shows with. I don't know why we were bold enough to do it, but we're going to do it again. This is one from Gene Ritchie, The Blue Diamond Mines. I remember the ways in the bygone days when we was all in our prime. When I sang John L. gave the old man hell way down in the Blue Diamond Mines. Well, the whistle would blow for the rooster crow full 2 hours before daylight. When a man done his best and he earned his good rest at $17 a night. In the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I worked my life away. In the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I fall on my knees and pray. Well, it's Algomer Block, and it's Big Leather Woods, and now it's Blue Diamond 2. The pits are all closed, get another job, what else can an old miner do? In the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I worked my life away. In the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I fall on my knees and pray. Well, you might get a little poke of the welfare meal, get a little poke of welfare flour, but I tell you right now, you won't qualify till you work for a quarter an hour. In the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I worked my life away. In the mines, in the Blue Diamond Mines, I fall on my knees and pray.
Very nice. I think I remember hearing that song at a few of your gigs, and you could quiet down the loudest right. dive bar, the right. Marlin, with that.
It was a real showstopper, so to speak. It's like, hey, we need your attention now. We're going to do this song.
We're going to do a really dark song about a coal miner.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be that one jerk talking, trust us.
Don't. You might get that elbow in the ribs from the girlfriend or whatever.
Yep, exactly.
A little bit of rearranging going on again, because we've got, I think, the two Chrisman sisters and the honorary Chrisman sister coming up. So the three of you, I think, doing the finale, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Gosh, it's been a great Alaska Live here. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Here joining me, it's Beth and Tara Chrisman and Jessica Knott. Thanks for coming in.
I'm Wood now, Lori. I'm Jessica Wood now.
Oh, yeah,
I know,
sorry.
I know the name to keep up
with. Yeah. Oh, and that's an easy one to remember because you went from Knott to Wood. And
Naughty Wood.
Like the Naughty Shop.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This has been so fun. It feels like it's like full circle because I've known you for so long, Lori. And Jessica, she was the reason why I moved down to Austin in the first place.
Guilty.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to point fingers, she's the one to blame for me being down there, or think, I guess.
Well, yeah, it was sad when you left Alaska, but I think a lot of people, you know, we understand when people move and go to Nashville or Austin, we understand that this is what you need to do in your music career, and then that just makes it so you bring bands back up here, your bands
exactly.
and other artists. So it's a win-win.
Well, this is one I wrote about an incident at the Circle Hot Springs Saloon. Or several incidents there. It's called Dollar Bill.
too many others around. Though they told it was wrong, he fell in love with my song, took me to the ground. Well, he had a broken heart and I was so young, shouldn't even been at the bar. But I fell in love with this small town where he stole his heart, sad song on guitar. And we wrote our names in a little black heart, an old faded dollar bill. We put it over the bar where we fell so far, wished that time would stand still. Nights out on the road, so far from home, wishing I could be there again. But your love disappeared, strangled by fear, a broken heart that couldn't mend. So I sit here at the bar, the bottle, and I cry. Keep on staring down at the floor. With a tear in my eyes, I remember why you couldn't love me anymore. Wrote our names in a little black heart, an old faded dollar bill. We put it over the bar where we fell so far, wish that time would stand still. Well, sometimes I wonder where you are, whatever happened to our love. All that's left of it still is that old dollar bill tacked upon the ceiling up above. And our names out there in a little black heart, an old faded dollar bill. It's there above the bar where we fell so far, wish that time would stand still. Yeah, it's there above the bar where we fell so far, time just couldn't stand still.
Beth Christman, original, rounding out tonight's Alaska Live. Thank you so much. The Christman sisters, Beth and Tara, joined here for some really nice three-part harmonies by Jessica Wood. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
This is KUAC's Alaska Live. I've been your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.